The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And welcome back on this Monday morning here. It is Monday. Yes, the start of a work week for many of you, and those of you who are retired and living on fixed incomes. Welcome to the show anyway. We restreamed this, and we're streaming on Global Star 3. If you are listening to us now by satellite, we'll restream again the same program at 11 a.m. Central Time, and it'll be repeated on the Krieger Files on SQRradio.com. That's Squirrel Radio at 5 p.m. Central, and you can listen to it online if you've missed the broadcast earlier in the day. We, of course, are working on archiving the website, and that means that you can go back and listen to significant radio programs from past shows. We are reaching out to several people this week. Hopefully, we're going to have some good guests on for the week. But in the meantime, as usual on Monday morning, it's all the things that happened over the weekend. As many of you well know, I was in Little Rock teaching a workshop, a boot camp on foreclosure defense. We had attorneys and homeowners and paralegals and investors. We had a good crowd. And they all got to learn some interesting new research and information as far as how to stay in their homes and fight foreclosure. And as was disclosed, there are 368,000 people in America right now being affected by it. And like I said, in the workshop, that probably, you know, most Americans just go on about their business and don't realize it unless you're one of the 368,000 it's being foreclosed on. And then all of a sudden, panic mode, right? I want to get out your calculator, if you would, and type in 368,000 and then multiply that times 0.98. All right, you know where I'm getting that figure from. 98%, this is historical perspective here now. Out of the 368,000, 360,640 of these residents that are getting foreclosure notices are going to do what? They're going to pack up all their stuff and move out. This is what they did between 2009 and 2016 when they got served with foreclosure notices. 10.2 million homes were stolen during that period of time because most were securitized. And so that's sad that 360,000 people would just give up and walk away and become either homeless or dependent on somebody else because your government is not going to be there to take care of them. Well, you know, it's amazing. Even though I'm playing with my calculator, it's probably too early for many of you to play with yours. Calculator. Stop thinking like that. You know, we're typing up numbers and we're looking at statistics and we're looking at the data that Adam Data puts out there, because that's one of my go-to sources. You know, they only pick up what they have the ability to pick up. That may not be the total thing. There may be well over a half a million homes that are facing some sort of an issue. And see, if you're even 30 days late on some of these mortgage loans, and see, how many of you can actually raise your hand and say, I got my loan from a bank that kept my paper? They didn't securitize my loan. They didn't lie to me at the front end of the equation. I mean, this is some of the stuff that we shared in the class, because people are trying to figure out, you know, when the servicers start contacting them and they start getting dunning letters and threatening letters about how we're going to foreclose on your house, and people are freaking out. They're made to feel guilty, like it's all their fault. But I lost my job. Times are hard. This economy sucks. What am I supposed to do? You know, and they all sit there and whine. You know, the sad state of affairs right now, a majority of Americans, we're talking about a Gallup poll, if you want to believe it, that found that 52% of U.S. adults believe their financial situation has deteriorated since 2020. I mean, seriously, when you get more than half of Americans feeling worse off financially than they did 4 years ago, that must say something. Now, are these people going to seriously? I mean, 90% of Republicans felt worse off compared to 16% of Democrats. gee, I wonder which Democrats they surveyed. 55% of independents also felt worse off. So you got to wonder about these media reports about how Trump and Harris are neck and neck. Yeah, right. Now, I just don't, you know, people, you look at your pocketbooks. That is going to be how you go to the polls and vote. And of course, we have our contributors. Thank you, Robert, for this from Florida, for this interesting article on three biblical reasons conservative Christians should vote in this election. It was written by Tyler O'Neill from the Daily Signal. Now, I got to tell you, for those of you that do not understand, I am not a big fan of the Heritage Foundation. And I may be libertarian, but I'm telling you, you know, in part. There are some things I agree about the libertarian philosophy. There are some things I disagree with. And the thing is about making, you know, having anything to do global is a problem I have in my book. Because, see, the libertarian thought process is, look, if somebody messes with you, you turn their whole country into a nuclear parking lot and go on about your business. You know, you give them enough warning, and if they don't pay attention or they act like they're threatening, well, okay, fine. This is the way you want to. We'll just retaliate and knock you out. We don't have to be world cop to do it. But, I mean, if we get attacked, it's tit for tat. But the thing is that, like what happened in Iraq, were we actually attacked by the Iraqis, by Saddam Hussein? They blamed him, remember? Everybody bought into it. And everybody from the country folk way out in them thar heels, who all are just, you know, diehard patriots, we're going to go over there and we're going to kick some Iraqi ass. You heard what they were saying. And then, of course, Lee Greenwood comes out with God bless the USA. This is kind of like wag the dog. Let's play old brown shoes. So many times people get brainwashed into believing that Saddam Hussein had everything to do with it. Yet the truth is now coming out that the Saudis and Bush had a lot to do with it. Now, just how much will never be investigated by Congress because, as you know, the federal government covers up all of its dirty deeds, at least the majority of them. And the mainstream media encourages it, encourages the behavior because they won't report on it. But see, the Daily Signal and the Heritage Foundation, well, they answer to the Tavistock Institute over in England, which was a psychological and sociological think tank that was started up way back in the 40s. And of course, this is to basically continue the divisiveness in America. So, you know, when you have 41 million evangelical Christians out there that say that they're not going to vote in the November 5th presidential election, but then pastors can persuade 5 million of them to vote just by urging them to do their civic duty. I mean, seriously, why would somebody who professes to be a Christian stay at home? I mean, if you want to walk the walk and talk the talk, and not be looked upon as a reprobate or a hypocrite. Because, I mean, there are people, literally, that go to church on Sunday and sin the rest of the week. And see, I'm not into sin consciousness. Sorry. Just doesn't work in my book. You know, if you're going to walk the walk, sinning is the last thing you're thinking about. No, you want to walk forward in love. You want to talk to people. You want to go out and say hi to people and smile at people when you go shopping. Because, I mean, we all have to at some point in time, right? People got to eat. If you're not going to raise your own food, you're going to depend on the government for the garbage that's in the grocery stores right now. You're going to Bloody World. You know, this is a problem. So, you know, when you're looking at the economy and the way things are right now, and you're out there and you're faced with the thought that neither one of these candidates are godly, why should I vote for them? And here's this rule for 501c3 religious organizations that says you cannot encourage block voting. Yet here we have the Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal telling people that, look, you people need to go to the polls and vote. Vote for what? A person of religious faith, they say, indicate they're likely to vote in the upcoming election. Religious has nothing to do with spiritual. Religion is man's twist on God. Flat out. I mean, you want the truth? You know, that is the truth. They've taken and they use and they pull lines, just like attorneys do in court cases. They pull quotations out of context and they use them to their advantage. This is what the God biz has done. You know, if you didn't do that, if you didn't see that happening, you would not see people, you know, remember the DJ, WAYS in Charlotte, North Carolina, Murph in the Morning, used to have the PTL Club, but it wasn't called Praise the Lord Club. It was the Pass the Loot Club. And he would basically give somebody's random phone number out and people would call up at 6 a.m. and yell hallelujah on the phone and hang up. Imagine if you were the recipient of all those phone calls. You'd keep your phone off the hook, right? I mean, this is pretty crazy. Yet here we have all these ministers that could be sitting there sharing this information with people and saying, look, do you want 4 more years of this garbage? Or do you want something like what you had before? I mean, I realize it's a lesser of two evils, but hey, can we put our, you know, garbage aside and go do the right thing? We'll continue this after the break. Stay with us.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we are, 18 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. We got a couple of recalls to talk about here before we go to the phone lines. You like frozen waffles?
Hey, let go of my ego!
You like frozen waffles? Guess what? Multiple brands of frozen waffle products sold by Illinois-based Treehouse Foods are being pulled from the market after the items were suspected of, are you ready for this, being contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes. Here we go. Listeria contamination voluntary recall. The FDA's involved. This happened over the weekend. The items were distributed throughout the United States and Canada. The recall is applicable to frozen waffle products sold under various brand names, including Always Save, Best Choice, Better Goods, Breakfast Best, Clover Valley, Essentials, Food Lion, Food Hold, Giant Eagle, Good and Gather, Great Value, that would be Wally World, Hannaford, Harris Teeter, H-E-B Higher Harvest, Kodiak Cakes, Picks by Price Chopper, Publix, Schnucks, Essie Grocers, Simple Truth, Tops, Western Family. There's Great Value again. Boy, they just never seem to leave them out. Great Value Selection and Compliments. Some of these brands are owned by major retail firms like Walmart, Target, Clover Valley, owned by Dollar General, Goods and Gather. Hey, you see, pretty soon our entire food supply is going to be contaminated. And I wonder why that is. Why do you think that all of these items are now contaminated with Listeria? Is because Listeria is, I mean, it's so easy if you don't have clean facilities when you're manufacturing all this stuff. And then to top that off, the Listeria scandal continues. as hundreds of schools across the United States got food products that could potentially be contaminated by Listeria. According to the Food and Safety and Inspection Service, or the FSIS, it's almost like the KGB and the FSB, doesn't it? Yeah. On October 9th, Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack, as you know, pulled out nearly 10 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry, citing what? Listeria contamination. And, of course, this last Thursday, a list of schools which had bought food products, yeah, guess what? More than 200 schools across the U.S. and 17 states got Bruce Pack's RTE and poultry garbage. Pennsylvania, 91 schools. New Jersey, 35 schools. New York, 21 schools. D.C., 13 schools. Florida and Michigan, 9 schools. Ohio, 7 schools. Kentucky, 4 schools. Tennessee, 3 schools. Illinois and Indiana and West Virginia, 2 schools. And Iowa, Georgia, Wisconsin, Missouri, Delaware, 1 school apiece. Imagine that. And you don't know which one of those, because there's a 348-page long retail product list of all of these things on the FDA's website and FIS's website. FSIS, .gov. Food Safety Inspection Service, so you can find out if your school was affected. But here you are sending your child to one of these schools with the potential of them picking up some sort of contagious disease because, you know, you can't afford to feed them and they're inside the school lunch program, right? Oh, my. You got to love that. And then as long as we're talking about schools, real quick before we go to the phones here, mass student loan forgiveness, what do you think that does? When you go out and you start figuring out ways to buy votes by forgiving student loans so that they all vote Democrat, the ones that have had their, you know, because it makes them entitled. You know, I'm entitled to get free. Hey, I had to pay off my student loan debt. You know, I mean, the collection agencies will hound you, but hey, not if you're a voting Democrat. You know, you can almost guarantee that Biden's going to try to come in there and do something to change it. I mean, administration has been celebrating that since taking office, it succeeded in forgiving $175 billion worth of student loans for 4.8 million borrowers. That's 4.8 million potential votes that, you know, the Biden administration or now Harris. And Biden, of course, says, I will never stop working to cancel student debt, no matter how many times Republican elected officials try to stop us. You see, he's made it political. But you see, what happens is, you shift the burden onto the U.S. taxpayer when you do that. And you really think that the rest of the U.S. taxpayer wants to succumb to this garbage? And it's no wonder that people are upset. I mean, you either have Trump derangement syndrome or you're just sick and tired of the way the economy is. But it seems like with all the divisiveness out there, and it's mainstream media versus the Heritage Foundation on both sides of the aisle, I mean, that is what it is. Heritage Foundation, Tavistock Institute. I mean, somebody is feeding these people with garbage information to let loose to create political divisiveness in America. That's how bad it is. Recent attacks, part of the biggest rise in U.S. political violence since the 1970s, according to Reuters. And what is Reuters? You know, Thomson Reuters controls most of what law is cited in court cases throughout the country. And see, the thing is when it comes to foreclosures, and we pointed that out in the class over the weekend, since Thomson Reuters runs Westlaw, a majority of, we're telling people, don't use anything starting with WL to cite in your court case because it comes from Westlaw and it's likely tainted. Because that's what they're doing to the texts out there and the case law out there. Anytime that Reuters has anything to do with any of these cases, you could bet that something is wrong. And the biggest problem is they never tell you about homeowners winning their foreclosure cases. They only tell you about the banks winning foreclosure cases. That's it. That's all they tell you. This is all designed to be one way to make you feel like you're helpless and that when the banks come calling and you haven't made your mortgage payment or you're behind in your mortgage payment and by golly, they're going to take your house, they make you feel like a deadbeat. They make you feel worthless and they make you doubt yourself. That is what they're good at. We share this information. It's all by design. There are networks of foreclosure mills out there that all share this information. and they share ways to get in your head and make you feel less than human. And they make, you know, it's no wonder why the figures I quoted earlier, 98% of those that get served with foreclosure notices are going to move out of their home. Why would you do that? I can't tell you, as a paralegal that helps people fight foreclosures, I can't tell you not to make your mortgage payment. But I certainly can tell you that your contract does say, under paragraph 6 of most of these mortgages and deeds of trust, abandonment, and you cannot abandon your home. You cannot. You have to stay in there. Don't leave. Because if you do that, you're already in breach and they're going to take your house anyway. You made it easy for the banks to steal your property. Why would you want to put yourself in financial straits like that? Where are you going to go? You think the rents are any better than your mortgage payment right now? It's craziness. And we'll get to the political violence here, because see, Reuters is trying to make a big deal out of political violence right now. Even though the cases are scarce, they're taking all these isolated cases and making a big deal out of it to continue the divisiveness. And I think it needs to be exposed, and we'll do that in our next segment right now. I want to go to the phones. 208-216-6100. Brady, you're first up as always. What say you?
Yeah, good morning, David. You were talking about in Iraq when we went back in 2005 when we went and entered to get the Iraqis. Actually, the reason we went into Iraq was to go inside and find the tomb of Osiris. Inside the tomb was Gilgamesh, or Nimrod's pickled head. That pickled head was then secured and transferred to the Vatican. That head was then used to extract the DNA from Nimrod and was put inside the death jabs that we were given 4 years ago, the COVID shot. So you actually have Nimrod's DNA inside the COVID jab, and you can figure, nobody can figure out where all this DNA came from. Well, they extracted it from the pickled head of Nimrod.
Wow. And did Peter Piper pick a peck of pickled peppers? Okay, we have a pickled head of
Nimrod.
Oh, God,
I don't know, but I thought Monday morning, that's a big one for Monday morning, Dave, but I've been on this. I've been on
Brady. Oh, man.
I know, it's way too early. Way too early for this. But we got to ask, I brought this up before, good old Governor DeSantis was involved when they went in with the military that time. We need to ask that man, where is the pickled head of Nimrod?
Oh, my. Yeah, really. Feasting at the Vatican. There you go. I appreciate your call, Brady. You know, and I wonder where the information, where this information comes from. That's what I wonder. Did you actually find an attributable source that is reliable as to where this information came from?
Oh, I've been watching. Greg Reese did a report on it even back then. And like I said, they want that extraction because, as you can see, when everybody's got the COVID jab, once that stuff, the serum, which is inside it, gets into your cells, you have been transfect. You are no longer human. And it's a kind of a funny thing. All the people that have taken the jab, they're sterile. And our government is saying nothing about it. Declining death rates. Isn't it great? They love declining death rates, the death of the dollar, the death of your baby, the abortion buses. What is wrong with the satanic left Democrats these days? They are purely vile creatures that belong in you know where.
Well, and again, the day the Lord does the judging, they'll meet their maker in one way, shape, or form. Anyway, well, I appreciate your call, Brady. We're getting ready to come up to the break here. Yeah, no, it's a sad state of affairs that people actually bought into the government's lie. But you see, the thing is when they lock you down and they start programming you with all this mainstream garbage and we don't have a way to fight back, and the only way we can share the truth is through programs like this and other shows that air on LibertyNewsRadio.com. You got to wonder about the current state of affairs in America, really, and what's going on. Going to take a break for news, and we will be back on the other side of the half hour with more content for you here on the Krieger Files. Hope you're having a blessed day. Stay with us.
Protecting your liberties. You're the- listening to Liberty News Radio.
Grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free. It's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Ukraine and Russia trade drone and missile strikes over the weekend.
Moscow officials have said that Russian air defenses have shot down more than 100 Ukrainian drones over Russia's western regions, while over a dozen people were injured in the Ukrainian city of Kryvyi Rih in a ballistic missile attack. The Russian defense ministry said 110 drones were destroyed in the overnight barrage against seven Russian regions. Many targeted Russia's border region of Kursk, where 43 drones were reportedly shot down. Social media footage appeared to show air defenses at work over the Nizhny Novgorod region, close to a factory producing explosives. I'm Karen Chamas.
Vietnam has elected Long Quang, a military general, as its new president, the fourth official to fill the role in 18 months. The 67-year-old Quang was elected by the National Assembly to replace Tô Lâm, who remained president even after he was formally appointed as the general secretary. News and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities in Georgia say there was a catastrophic failure of a dock gangway that collapsed, killing at least seven people.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that have went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants. I'm Julie Walker.
An Indian official says India and China have agreed to a pact on military patrols along their disputed border in the Himalayas. India's foreign secretary said the pact is leading to disengagement of troops at the line of actual control. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Dave Krieger here. Are you having issues with your credit? With interest rates as high as they are now, this would be a great time to invest in yourself by getting a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer. So when mortgage home interest rates finally do come down, you'll have already taken the necessary steps to get your credit score where it needs to be so you can move forward in life. Thousands of consumers have benefited from the Credit Restoration Primer, and you can too. Go to cloudedtitles.com today.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's gonna do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, 35 minutes after the hour here as we're back on this Monday edition. Of course, you can hear it if you're having difficulty picking up the stream. You know, we'll have it on our 5 o'clock show on Squirrel Radio, SQRradio.com. That's SQR and then RADIO.com. The FDIC, that's FDIC.gov. That's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It is a corporation like most of America. We're surrounded by them. Every city's incorporated. Every town's incorporated. If you live in an unincorporated area, thank God for that. Because, you know, the less corporations you have around you, the less restrictions you have, and the more you are free. But see, even the U.S. government is an incorporation. And again, all the major cities are incorporated. All the courts are incorporated. Oh, yeah. What, you didn't think the courts were incorporated? Every single one of them is incorporated. Separately, separate corporations run our court systems in this country. But now the FDIC, which is another corporation, is warning 66 banks face the possibility of insolvency after being added to its problem list. Yeah, all these FDIC insurers institutions, man, it just, I mean, literally just makes you feel really good, doesn't it? And the thing is that, you know, in 2022, when the COVID thing happened, the number of these banks, as far as FDIC insured institutions, started to go up as far as the number of problem banks. And now they're starting up again. Because, see, back in from 2008 to 2016, so many of these banks were leveraged. And so when you look at the charts, I mean, you go to FDIC.gov if you don't believe me and look at the problem bank list. That was something that was posted on X here not too long ago. And here's the other thing. You know, they were talking on the mainstream about Cuba. And the Cuba's electrical grid collapsed again yesterday. It was the fourth such failure in 48 hours. And then, of course, you have Hurricane Oscar that just went through there and pounded it. The national electrical grid crashed around midday Friday. We talked about that in the class over the weekend, too. What happens? Because this grid has collapsed three times since. The country's infrastructure is already very fragile. How's that going to work? You know, how do people put their faith in government to restore power? You see, because they're dependent on electricity, too. And then you get these military leaders that get up there and say, don't worry about it, just go on about your business. Well, people can't. The capital, Havana, was entirely blacked out last night. Only scattered businesses, bars and homes, running on small fuel-fired generators because, oh, for God's sakes, we got to have the bars open. People got to go out and get drunk and just, you know, get past this. Residents played dominoes on the sidewalk, listened to music on battery-powered radios, and sat on doorsteps. Heavy police presence was visible at all points throughout the city. Well, you see, you don't get to be that way unless your economy stinks. Right? Earlier on Sunday, Cuba had restored power to 160,000 people prior to the grid Sunday collapse, giving some residents a glimmer of hope. But see, this is the thing. Their government let them down again. So only portions of Havana, where the president is most of Cuba, they're the only ones that get their power back on. Because Lord knows, like everything else, if the power goes out in America, whose power do you think they're going to put on first? You got it. If you said Washington, D.C., correctamundo. Now, moving back into this conversation we were having before we went to break about this, what Reuters is trying to do, stir up stuff, the proverbial caca is hitting the fan again. So this is new cases of political violence, royal U.S. ahead of contentious election. You see, even the headline is divisive. And they're bringing up all of the stuff that happened before and making it sound like it happened yesterday. And you see, the thing is this year, 51 incidents they're reporting on. The recent attacks were among at least 300 cases of political violence identified by Reuters since Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, including at least, 51 incidents this year. Okay, how many millions of people do we have in this country, 350 now, with all the illegals in it? 51 incidents. 51 incidents out of 300 and how many million people? Yeah. See, you look at the numbers, and then why does Reuters have to focus on that? Reuters is doing the same thing that Epoch Times is doing on the other side with its headline, "Inside the Trend of Americans Retiring Abroad." As the aging U.S. residents deal with soaring costs of living, some say retiring in another country is a great option, so hey, let's move. Well, I'll tell you what, if Trump gets back in office, I'm going to hound Sharon, Barbara Streisand, and all those people that said, if he gets back in, I'm going to leave the country. I'm going to hound you till you do. Because I'm going to make you stick to your word. If you're that Trump deranged, I mean, did Trump actually grope you, Cher? Huh? Did Trump spike your coffee, Babwa? Miss Streisand, did Trump spike your coffee? Yeah, this guy, Jeff Natale, he's living his best life in Playa del Carmen, Mexico, near the sun-drenched shores, because he wanted a warm spot year-round. He runs JMN Consulting, LLC, and after spending years in New York and New Jersey, he decided he'd have enough of brutal winters and urban sprawl. So different kind of life came after a high school trip to Yucatan Peninsula, fell in love with a pace and decided to retire there. Okay, fine. But see, here's the thing. All that Social Security money goes right along with him. Gets deposited into his account and gets spent outside the United States of America. As a matter of fact, more than 760,000 total Social Security benefits are being distributed for a total of $7.5 billion in payments, representing almost 40% increase of total beneficiaries collecting from another country since 2008. It's amazing how that works. And what did they do in Mexico? They gave everybody ivermectin to get through COVID. And you know what? They didn't have that many cases of COVID down there. Amazing how that works, huh? Yet we're locked down, brainwashed, and turned against each other. And yeah, families turned against each other. See, if they can separate the family unit, we're all screwed. But, you know, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars came out way back in the 70s. And that should have been a clue, but people weren't paying attention. Why? Because people care about their own situation. We've been turned into a Me Too society. Me first, me first, me, 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 me. Yeah, that's the society we've been turned into. And we care about us first and then everybody else later. You know, if we have time to pay attention to what everybody else wants. And see, there are other people out there that, you know, they get up every day like me and they pray for 2 feet and a heartbeat that, you know, God has given us another day of life. I can plant my feet on the ground and pray for another day to bless other people's lives. I'm not ready to go yet. God is not done with me. You know, there is no self-checkout when it comes to life here or anywhere else. You know, but to leave the country right now that the G7 says America contributes almost half of the wealth of the G7. Did you know that? And if all these people think that America is so bad they want to leave, well, I can't stop them. I just can't. You know, they want to move to someplace warmer, go to the equator. They want to move to Brazil. I'm like, look at their economy. Look at Venezuela. Look at their economy. You really think any American wants to actually move to Venezuela? Why? They used to be the third richest economy in the world, and now they're worse. They're so worse off, they're socialized. It's as bad as Ireland is getting. And Ireland only has, 200,000 immigrants illegally in their country? I mean, we're starting to notice a lot of stuff right here in the hinterland. But is that enough to make you leave? No, it's enough to make you complain to your congressperson or your governor that we need to do something to correct this mistake that was made by our federal government because everybody's putting their faith in a government that has failed them and continues to fail them. And it doesn't matter which politician, like I said, you are voting for the lesser of two evils in November. And there's early voting going on right now. Are you going to take part in that? I mean, does your vote count? Well, the only way you're going to find out is by going and casting it, right? But you see, you got Reuters out there on one side and Daily Signal on the other side. And Reuters is out there documenting scores of other cases on contentious political issues, from election disputes to LGBTQ plus rights, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. See, they've got to stir up crap. You know, in the 2020 election, there were 93 cases of political violence, followed by 79 in 2022, 76 in 2023, and 51 in 20. You notice they keep going down? But the thing is that we've got to keep the political extremism level up to scare everybody and continue to create a highly volatile situation. This is the mainstream media that's putting this in your face and keeping it in your face, so that you react wrongfully to something that doesn't merit wrongful behavior. None of it does. You got all these stories about all these Trump haters and Harris haters and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, all these assassination attempts. Oh, for crying out loud, people. Come on, wake up. It is not that bad. You know, if the number of cases are declining, that should tell you something. People are waking up to this garbage, and they understand they're being programmed. Folks, it doesn't work. We'll be back after these short messages. Stay with us.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, back for the last 12 minutes of the show here. In Zurich, Switzerland, UBS is offloading part of the Credit Suisse business it acquired last year with a deal to sell the fallen bank's 50% stake in credit card provider Swisscard. It's going to sell 50% holdings in the company to who? Joint venture partner American Express. Oh, wow. After the deal, Amex is going to become the sole owner of Swisscard, with Credit Suisse customers transferring to the existing UBS credit card platform. Hey, sounds like a great time to dump American Express, doesn't it? Oh, my goodness. You know, and see, we're dealing with a situation right now where, you know, credit card debt, man, it's plaguing Americans. But they're giving illegal immigrants in this country $9,000 debit cards to go spend out. You know, what happens when the money runs out? What happens when you get a power outage and, you know, people don't have a place to live, or people can't keep the refrigerator, the food spoils, all that stuff happens? What are you going to do then? Then you've got the have-nots robbing from the haves. You know, one has to just look at some of the stories coming out about what's going on in Italy and what's going on in Ireland. I mean, in Italy, Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, You know, they've got a new tactic in its war on out-of-control crime. It's called chemical castration for violent sex offenders. You know, it's always after the fact, right? They always got to go out and rape somebody or rape and kill somebody. And the thing is the mass immigration. This is the problem, and they're trying to stop it. I mean, the latest horror involves the rape of a 10-year-old African girl by a 28-year-old Bangladeshi man at a migrant center in the northern Italian region of Lombardy. It happened at Hotel Il Cacciatore, a contested site that houses about 20 asylum seekers. According to a report in the Daily Mail, the young girl's mother became suspicious after she noticed alarming behavioral changes in her daughter, and soon after medical tests confirmed the little girl hadn't just been violated, she was also pregnant with a rapist child. The child underwent an abortion. And of course, then they went after the guy, and now he's going to get chemically castrated. At least that's what, you know. But then you've got other violent incidents with migrants rocking Milan, Italy's financial heart, people getting stabbed. A 35-year-old police officer attacked after confronting a man throwing stones at trains and assaulting a female passenger. And the attacker was a Moroccan national living illegally in Italy with prior convictions. He stabbed the officer multiple times in the back. And the officer was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. The North African was charged with attempted murder. You see, and then when you look at stuff like that and how it comes back to home, what's the big headline now? Nantucket residents rattled by arrest of 5 illegal immigrants for violent sex crimes. I mean, this is Hyannis to Nantucket. Nantucket. Now, let's see. Who lives on Nantucket? Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, Tom Cruise, Kevin Costner, J-Lo. They all own property there. 80,000 visitors in July and August. But, of course, in the off-season, it drops down to 14,000 permanent residents. But now you've got 5 people accused of sexual assault, violent sex crimes. These are all illegal immigrants. Huh. Nantucket is a liberal island. I mean, the Obamas live there. They've got a compound there. Can I say compound? Looks like a compound. Doesn't look anything like Waco. But, I mean, it definitely looks like a compound. They get Secret Service protection, but then you got all these rapists running around Nantucket Island. And what are they going to do, you know? See, five rapes on... Don't think that these 14,000 residents who live there in the wintertime don't get their cages rattled by stuff like that. Because they do. And, of course, a lot of people, you know, had put their faith in this woke mass marketing campaign from the WNBA, which, of course, as you know, if you know anything about sports, the NBA pays for all that. Well, the WNBA, according to reports, has lost $40 million despite this woke mass marketing campaign. And the thing is who did they all come to see? Yep, you got it, Caitlin Clark. And now she really, I think, has had enough of the NBA and wants to sign on with the European team. Isn't that something? You know, because look at the thing about this woke mass marketing and about all, you know, this black versus white and what they tried to do and the ladies make less money because they don't sell enough tickets. I mean, that's garbage. Every time that Caitlin Clark went to play somewhere, places packed out. It's just that the marketing campaign to get people to continue to support them when the underpinnings of this are nothing but homosexuality, lesbianism, and whatnot. You know, it's like all these, not all of the women players are lesbians, folks, but a majority of them are. And so, I mean, you know, people go to see lesbians play basketball. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you can't leave that stigma alone, can you? I certainly can't, you know, because the people who are Christians are going, God smites that, God hates that kind of behavior. But, you know, this is our woke marketing, WNBA. They all want you to turn your back on what's going on in the polls in November and pay attention to sports. Oh, yes, that's right. Baseball is wrapping up right now. We got the World Series on tap. The Chiefs just beat the 49ers yesterday to undefeated 6-0. You know, that's what they want you to pay attention to. All that stuff, they don't want you to pay attention to what's going on behind the scenes. No. They don't want you to pay attention to that. They find all these distractions, weapons of mass distractions. Did you know that Florida has filed suit against the federal government seeking data on non-citizen voters because they want to purge them from the rolls? Did you know that was going on? Bet you didn't. Did you know that Florida residents have teamed up right now to file a suit, and they've done it, to void the abortion amendment number 4 on the November ballot, because they don't want to even give residents a chance to choose as to whether to, this is an amendment to limit government interference with abortion, Amendment 4 from the November ballot, and declare it null and void. Basically, the amendment says, and you can analyze this for yourself, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. A 60% majority vote is required for the ballot measures to pass, which would make abortion a constitutional right in Florida. This is what they all want to do. Okay? So you have to understand that they're trying to stop this ballot amendment from getting on there because people will rush to judgment. They'll be uninformed. I remember back in Florida when they were putting stuff on the ballot that was totally improperly worded and people had to ask a bunch of questions and read between the lines and try to figure out what it meant and come to find out the whole time it was improperly worded and it didn't mean what it said. You know, when you change not or do or whatever the case may be, when you change the definitions and you twist words around, the entire phraseology means something totally different. You thought you were voting for something that wasn't going to happen when in fact you were voting for something that was. And this is a problem. So, I mean, you've got political infighting going on in the system right now. It's all in the courts and it's going to stay in the courts. I really believe that this garbage that they're putting out there from Reuters and all these other mainstream media about the fact that, oh, yeah, there's going to be total civil unrest. I mean, the government wants this so they can come in, declare martial law, have a crackdown, and start imprisoning people. Do we want another J6? No. And you can bet that with the Democrats running what's going on, and even if Johnson is still in office, you know, somebody has to certify what is going on. That would be the Speaker of the House. So, you know, they got to certify the election. So if Harris gets elected and she's the president-elect, God forbid, a lot of people say, oh, God, if Trump gets elected, God forbid, I'm moving out of the country. Bye-bye. Because I really believe people are sick and tired of reaching in their wallets and pulling out their credit card and having to pay with groceries on their credit card because they don't have any money in their bank account and they're maxed out. I really think people are getting sick and tired of it. And don't tell me that you haven't done it. You know why I know that? Because I've done it. So don't sit there and tell me and lie to me and tell me that you haven't done that. That you're that rich that you can afford to just go pay cash every time you go to the grocery store and you're willing to tolerate high prices. And then on top of that, all this food contaminated with Listeria all of a sudden. And you got all these voluntary recalls and you go into Walmart and 75 to 80% of all their junk is mRNA mass-produced junk food. Seriously, you're willing to tolerate this? And we have a federal government that everybody depends on. And when, you know, you get a little flu bug out there, what does everybody do? Oh, you need to get the jab. And 2/3 of our population in America believed everything the government told them, ran out to the nearest clinic and got vaccinated. That's what they thought they were doing. We're Americans. We Americans fight back. We get vaccinated. Oh, yeah. And then you drop dead of myocarditis, pericarditis, turbo cancers, and every other godforsaken thing. And now they want you to get one for the RSV, you know, respiratory syncytial virus. And then they want you to get one for the flu. And then they want you to get one for, you know, come on. Are we really going to fall for that now? Haven't you had a loved one or relative all of a sudden drop dead of a heart attack unexplained? Well, they were healthy. And all of a sudden, now they're dead. I mean, come on, really? And the whole time this is going on, Google and everybody else is out there monitoring every single thing that we are doing right now. Google is building a 750,000 square foot building on 187 acres in Mesa, Arizona, because they want to put up another data center to house all of your personal and private information so it can be used against you in the future. Isn't that wonderful? And we just sit idly by, just go on about our life and, you know, go to the bar, get drunk, you know, forget about life for a while. Folks, we got to stop that kind of behavior and start walking in love and walking in the spirit, folks. Hopefully you got a little something out of today's show. We'll be back tomorrow, as usual, here on the Krieger Files. In the meantime, be kind to other people. Get out and vote if early voting is starting right now, so you're not in a rush the day of the show, right? That's November 5. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.